It is time on WSGW at 7:40. It's Saginaw Spirit Time, our hockey talk on Thursdays after the 7:30 news, as we are your Ontario Hockey League broadcast station, 100.5 specifically, and online at WSGW.com. And we always are happy to welcome voice of Spirit Hockey, Dylan Clark, to talk Spirit Hockey on Thursday mornings. And also, we'll have a special guest to talk to, too, associated with the Spirit game coming up this weekend. But Dylan, let's start with you. First of all, on the road, because the Spirit are on the road from last night into a game going on tomorrow night. And wow, you know, since we last talked, the Spirit played three times. 6 points were on the line. Spirit picked up five. Could have been six. Last night's game, man, I don't know what you... How do you describe that? I mean, you got a hat trick. You get a late goal to tie. You get two young guys injured coming back to play. You're playing one of the top teams in the Ontario Hockey League. There was a lot going on last night, Dylan. What do you say?
I think a lot going on is probably the best way to say it. And I mean, one of those games, big picture, is you pick up a point late in March. You make it a little bit difficult for teams, a little bit more difficult for teams behind you to catch you. And I thought they played really well. I thought they dominated for really, really long stretches in that game. And that could very well be the most important part of it. I mean, because that's how this team was playing earlier in the season, where they'd dominate for minutes on end, and then you know, they'd set up shop in the offensive zone and just not give it up. That's what they did on a number of occasions last night against Windsor. I mean, Mitchell Smith, like you said, his first career hat trick. I thought he was unbelievable. I thought he's gotten better and better as the season has gone on, but really, since the beginning of February, this is the best hockey we've seen out of Mitchell Smith. And I think everybody's kind of followed suit. And then, yeah, like you said, Michael Nisa, Zane Parekh, Lincoln Moore coming back, all three of those guys picking up assists in their first game back. And you just kind of see that with those are three really hefty additions back into this lineup. And I think everybody's happy to see those guys back in uniform.
Five games left in the regular season for the Saginaw Spirit, already in the playoffs, but we're talking about playoff positioning. Very few points separating the Spirit from several of the teams, but at least the Spirit lead the pack of those several other teams. So keep on picking up those points. You really control your own destiny here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they got five games left, like you said. Four of those are against teams that are currently in the playoffs. Three of those against Western Conference opponents. You know, the only one that's not is they got Hamilton on Saturday, and then they play Sault Ste. Marie after that on the road. And obviously, their season is over, courtesy of Saginaw the other day. So right now it's, you know, fourth place. They got 73 points. Luckily for them, the Firebirds lost last night, so they got a 4-point gap on them. But I mean, really, it's close. Like, Owen Sound's right behind them at 67 points. Guelph's got 67 points too. Kitchener's got 64. So, you know, a lot of movement is possible, but I mean, the Spirit have picked up points in six straight hockey games now. You know, there's been an overtime loss, there's been a shootout loss in there as well, but, you know, points in six straight games, that's no small feat, and that's nothing to really sneeze at here at this point in the season when you're trying to make sure that you do have home ice in the first round of the playoffs. And so it's going to be right back to the drawing board tomorrow night in Kitchener. The Spirit have picked up a couple of wins against the Rangers already this season, but they're looking to do it for the first time here in Kitchener. And it was funny when we pulled in last night, Charlie, because, you know, we drop off the equipment at the building that we're about to play at right when we get there. So we dropped off the equipment at the auditorium last night, and I just kind of had a laugh to myself, because that was my first road trip all the way back in November, and I kind of said that T-Bone Cod's on the trip with us. And I just kind of had a laugh. I said, wow. He goes, it's one heck of a building, isn't it? I said, yeah, this was my first road trip. And then I kind of, it sounded funny because, you know, I say, like, I've been here for 10 years. I'm like, well, that was like 4 months ago, but, you know.
let's hope it's continuing to be as successful as it has been for the Spirit overall in the season and for tomorrow night in Kitchener. Saturday back home, and this game, Dylan, against Hamilton, Hamilton actually involves another Spirit game that you're going to have a special association. What's going on that we're going to have a special conversation coming up here?
Yeah, it's been a while since the Spirit have seen the Hamilton Bulldogs. I'm interested to see what they're able to bring to the table here. That's another strong playoff team out in the Eastern Conference. But it's going to be Trauma Night along with Ascension St. Mary's at the game that night in the 705 puck drop, just as we always would on a Saturday. Team poster giveaway and team autograph signing as well after the fact. But for Trauma Night, we've got Dr. Chet Morrison of Ascension St. Mary's on the line with us here this morning to try and talk more about that. And you know, just in talking with him earlier this week, there's a lot that I learned in talking with him earlier on, and I know that there's a lot that fans and children are going to learn as well.
And Dr. Morrison, we appreciate you taking time to join us now again. The Trauma Medical Director with Ascension St. Mary's, good morning to you, Doctor. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here. And am I coming through okay?
You are coming through loud and clear. Trauma Awareness Night, maybe we should start with just the general question, Doctor. Is there a definition, clinical definition, of what is trauma?
Yeah, trauma is any injury that's significant enough to have people come to the hospital. And as you mentioned, I do direct the trauma care at St. Mary's Ascension, where we're one of the level two trauma centers in Saginaw. And we basically take care of the patients in Saginaw County and a lot of patients north of Saginaw County. And so periodically we have these events, and Trauma Awareness Night is one of them. It's actually Brain Injury Awareness Month, which is a fact known to us trauma nerds. And what we do in these things is part of just raise awareness, let people know what's out there. We give advice on trying to avoid head trauma. We recommend wearing helmets, for example, when you're on a bicycle or a motorcycle, seatbelts in the car, situational awareness. You know, the usual, please do not drive while intoxicated, because that's a good way to avoid head injury, is driving when you're completely sober. And, you know, the other thing is to just give people an awareness of the scope of the problem, because head injury is actually a very common thing. It obviously comes up in sports, why we're here, why the hockey players wear helmets. And it also comes up again in, motor vehicle collisions, ATV and snowmobile accidents. And unfortunately, there's an incidence of penetrating head trauma in Saginaw County, which, while not overwhelming, is certainly significant. So that's why we do all this. And I'm sorry for running on, but that's actually why there's actually going to be a lot of information at Saginaw Spirit Game on Saturday. And I know earlier you'd asked me about the tickets. Well, we do have fundraising tickets, and people can get them at SaginawSpirit.net group sales. And here's the information. I got it, right? So the username is just AscensionTrauma318. That's AscensionTrauma318 with a password spirit. And so, we appreciate the community support in advance. And we really kind of, I like to joke that us trauma surgeons are about the only specialty I can think of. We're actually out there trying to reduce business. You know, we're actually trying to put ourselves out of business by preventing people from coming to see us. Not that we've succeeded. We still have plenty of business. But we're out there giving it a try. So that's what's going on tonight.
And so how would we know, Doctor, maybe you can give us a little tip here, and I'm sure this is information that you'll have at the game on Saturday night. You mentioned, you have a trauma, you go to the hospital. Well, how do I know? Is there any way I can do it? Can I self-diagnose and say, hey, I've got something going on here. I need to go to the hospital because I suffered a head trauma.
Yeah, it's symptoms. Did you lose consciousness when you suffered your head trauma? Are you having any dizziness? Are you having any difficulty walking? Are you having any blurred vision? Are you feeling nauseated? Are you throwing up? All those symptoms that could be indicative of head trauma. One of the other things that we recommend is, sometimes people are on blood thinners or medicines that are specifically given to prevent the blood from clotting, which work great. They really do. And they increase your risk for head injury. So the other thing, if you're on any of those medications, even with minor head trauma, we encourage people to come to the hospital and get checked out. And we have very good imaging, and we have exams, and we can refer people to concussion clinics if they don't need any acute intervention. But really, any head trauma where you've hurt your head and you have symptoms, including a loss of consciousness or you can't remember the event and all that, it's best to actually get checked out in the hospital. I've actually had family members who clunked their head. They call me up and they say, oh, I'm feeling really dizzy. I'm like, well, I'll meet you at the hospital and we'll get it checked out. So, that's my recommendation.
Dr. Morrison, we appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning and letting us know as far as being Brain Injury Awareness Month and having the association with the Trauma Night at the Spirit Game. So we'll look for you and your colleagues and all with Ascension St. Mary's and the information on Saturday night. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. And again, we hope to see everybody out there. We hope to see everybody just before the game in our red room. And we hope to see everybody at the game. So thank you very much for having me on this morning.
All right. Thank you again for joining us. And Dylan, again, that's part of what's going on with the Spirit action, as you said, on the road Friday, tomorrow against Kitchener, and then the big home game on Saturday. So what do you say? As you said, points in six straight games. You just keep doing what you've been doing.
Yeah, you keep doing what you've been doing. And, I mean, I think the overall takeaway from last night, again, for the players after the game was obviously a lot of disappointment because that was a really emotional hockey game. And I don't like to throw around the phrase deserve to win, but I think they deserve to win that game by the time it was all said and done. But the positives you take away from it is that was a really good hockey team, and you outplayed them for a long stretch of the contest. So keep that rolling. Kitchener is going to be a really tough opponent here tomorrow, and I'm sure the Hamilton Bulldogs will as well. There really are no more easy games around here. So it's keep on rolling with what you're doing and try not to overthink it.
All right, Dylan. Enjoy a little rest, hopefully, today to get ready for the back-to-back games tomorrow and Saturday. And we'll send folks to SaginawSpirit.com. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate it.
On the road. And again, thanks to Dr. Morrison, too, from Ascension St. Mary's, talking about Trauma Night on Saturday night.